I'm Mark Steiner, and welcome today. The other day, we spoke with folks from Acorn to get their perspective on what was going on. And we had a lot of feedback on that show, a lot of people writing to us about what's going on with Acorn, and a lot of people questioning what is going on with the media. This seems like a huge ideological war happening in the American media right now, and Acorn seems to be the center of attack. And the question is why, and what is going on with that, and why are we spending our time talking about this instead of talking about whether health care should be passed and in what form should it pass, or whether we should be talking about the issue of Wall Street and whether or not Wall Street should be regulated or not in America, the question of how we are fighting the war in Afghanistan and should be fighting it the way we're fighting it, and many other issues that we face in this country. But we're talking about this. We're going to talk about why today. Maybe we shouldn't be doing it either, but we are, because there are a lot of issues with this surrounding it, and we want to get your thoughts. You can join us here by calling 410-319-8888, 410-319-8888. 8888. Write to us here at steinershow@gmail.com, or jump onto Facebook. Go to Mark Steiner. If you're not a friend, become a friend and of the show, and we will read your comments and airwaves. We already have six people who have written up on Facebook, and we'll get have that dialogue there, and we'll bring that to the airwaves as well. We are joined in studio by Joe Cox, who is a community organizer for Baltimore Acorn. Joining us by phone is Rory Cooper, who is Director of Strategic Communications for the Heritage Foundation. They're based in Washington, D.C., where he joins us from. Eric Bollert is Senior Fellow with Media Matters. Later on the show, Christopher Martin will come in, who is a professor of journalism from Iowa, who has co-authored a report called Manipulating the Public Agenda, Why Acorn Was in the News and What the News Got Wrong. But he'll come on later and talk to Rory Cooper about that. And gentlemen, welcome. Good to have you all with us.
Thanks for having me on, Mark.
Thank you very much.
Was that Rory?
That was.
All right. And Eric, you there?
I am, yeah.
Good, good. And you all can join us out there, 410-319-8888, or jump right on to Facebook, and we'll get your thoughts through Facebook as well. So, Joe Cox, let me start with you, and then I want to kind of, we'll look at the media issue in just a moment and what's going on. But we were talking before we went on about what's being covered here and why. And I, one of the things I asked you was, and I've heard a lot of people say this in the last couple of days, people who may be very empathetic to Acorn's way of looking at the world and the work that you've been doing, what is going on in Acorn? I mean, that, and what kind of introspection is happening now with all this that has taken place? There was somebody on Fox News this morning as I was at the gym and I was watching it. And the guy's name was, I forget his first name, I think it was Gregory Hall, but his last name was Hall. And he used to be an organizer for Acorn in Raleigh, he says. And he said the problem with Acorn is not the people in it, not the work they're doing, but that the problem is from the top down, that Acorn is just so badly run that it's eating itself alive from the inside. So tell us, Joe, before we jump into other guests, let me just let you have a chance to respond to that.
Well, and thank you very much for the opportunity to come on and address these issues. I guess I want to say two things about that. The first part of what I want to say is that it isn't true that our staff is not trained. We have plenty of trained staff, and we do great work. I mean, in the last, so far we've helped 150,000 families get $190 million in free tax returns around the country. So we have a tremendous number of great staff that are doing great work. And that also speaks to these incidents, I think, because as reprehensible as they are, they need to be seen in the context of these are people, these are not people that got taxes filed with the IRS that our staff actually tried to file taxes for. These are not people where forms were taken and then in the quality review process they were kicked out. These were people that were shown the door after talking to intake personnel. Now, I'm not trying to defend the content of all these conversations, although I think the one just released in San Bernardino is very instructive because it's very clear that our staff member is not saying anything true and is messing with the people coming in, not knowing that they're on camera. But these are people that were not allowed to go through our process. They came in, there was a discussion held, and they were shown the door. In some cases, they were come in and the police were called in our Philadelphia offices and other offices. Now, in terms of the reprehensible things that are on tape, You know, that is why these people were fired as soon as we found out about it, which was over 2 months after it happened. And it's also the reason why, as of today, Acorn has shut down all of its intake services for our service-based work around the country in every office, regardless of whether they were visited by these two folks or not, is because we recognize that despite the fact that they weren't able to access our services, there were inappropriate conversations taking place in the office. And that is, as we acknowledge, in and of itself a problem. And that's why we're addressing it.
So, Roy Cooper, let me bring you into the conversation, Director of Strategic Communications for the Heritage Foundation in Washington, D.C. I'd like to get your thoughts on what's going on here. Some people have made this out to be that the Acorn is a leftist organization bent on tearing down America, as has been kind of in some of the news we have seen, whether it's the Drudge Report or from Rush Limbaugh on the radio and from some places in Fox News like Glenn Beck and others saying this is just it really is a partisan attack to stop Acorn from doing the work it's doing because it usually affects adversely Republican candidates. So what is your take on it?
Well, I think it's funny that it's called a partisan attack when you just had Acorn spokesman right there calling that behavior that they saw on tape reprehensible. So I guess I'm not quite catching the match where they're performing reprehensible behavior. It's being outed by a journalist, whether conservative or liberal, and then the attack goes to who brought the message. The bottom line is that Acorn is a leftist organization. It is an organization that's partisan in nature. It's had numerous charges and convictions in voter fraud and subprime mortgage fraud. It's had obviously the videotapes that you've seen on biggovernment.com for the folks coming into the offices in Baltimore, Washington, D.C., California, New York. Every time one of these incidents pops up with Acorn, the first thing they do is say, well, this is just an attack, or they say this was just one person in the organization. But when there's a pattern of this type of behavior developing, it is absolutely imperative that the media be acting on behalf of the taxpayers who have given $53 million since 1994 to Acorn, and who, in a stimulus bill that President Obama, a former lawyer for Acorn, passed in February, which included up to hundreds of millions of dollars to go to Acorn. So, yeah, there are other stories going on in the news that are important, like healthcare and Afghanistan that you mentioned. But, you know, also on the front page of today's New York Times is a story on the commute for Indian workers. Now, I believe that the New York Times is able to cover that story as well. And then they're also able to devote a moment of time to what could potentially be massive taxpayer fraud. Yet the New York Times devoted not one single sentence to this story until conservative activists and conservative commentators brought it up, which is the responsibility of the mainstream media to do in the first place.
Mark, if I could cut in really quick.
Sure. I do want to hear from Eric, though. But let's hear his voice and we'll come right back, all right? Eric Boulder, go ahead.
Well, massive tax fraud. You're talking about an organization, I think, based on those own statistics, has received $3 million a year over the last 15 years. There's a disparity here in terms of what the right-wing noise machine thinks is news. And there's also context. Last year during the campaign, Fox mentioned Acorn over 1,500 times in the span of about 5 weeks. That's documented. 1,500 mentions.
America, we have a message for Joseph.
I'm sorry, hold on a second.
And so what was the big blockbuster that Fox News was uncovering during the campaign that last fall, that over in the period of a month, I had to mention Acorn 1,500 times. There was no story. It was just chasing a boogeyman. So you have to see
well, what
what's
about
happening
the
now. And
what
you
about
have to
the
put
voter fraud
context.
Convictions?
Voter fraud convictions. How many have there been?
Well, how many do you need until it's not reportable?
I said 1,500 mentions on Fox News. Do you think a handful of voter fraud cases nationwide are required to be mentioned 1,500 times in the space of a campaign?
Yeah,
to 350 mentions in 1 week. This is not Fox News sort of being great journalists. This is Fox News sort of beating the bushes and looking for an Obama boogeyman. And they've decided last fall it was going to be Acorn. And and they've still, and so they're back on the same bandwagon. So let's not lose track of the context. Let's not pretend that distance doesn't spring from something else within the Republican noise machine.
And well, I agree that there's biased coverage. There's also completely fraudulent coverage. There have been no voter fraud convictions against Acorn whatsoever. There have been no illegal voting as a result of Acorn. There has been voter registration fraud convictions of people that Acorn has flagged and turned into the Board of Elections because we are required to turn in applications regardless of whether we think that they're fraudulent or not. In terms of subprime mortgage fraud, that's just not happened. We've been fighting against subprime mortgage fraud for decades, and Acorn Housing does a phenomenal job of helping disenfranchised minority and low-income people get affordable mortgages that don't go into default immediately like so many of the subprime mortgages out there. And there was no hundreds of millions of dollars of stimulus funding aimed at Acorn. There was competitive grants available to any community organization that was out there for people to bid on, the vast majority of which Acorn was not eligible for because we don't go for certain types of program. So there's bias and then there's lying. And so much of this is
do you think that was going on here then?
I think absolutely.
Roy Cooper.
Well, it's funny. This is all an issue of semantics. For one, we're arguing that Media Matters is arguing that Fox News talked about them too much. And yes, they uncovered crimes.
When
shouldn't have talked about them as much as they did.
What crime did they uncover last fall? I'm curious. What crime did they uncover last fall that required 1,500 mentions on air?
I'm sorry, can I keep going?
Go ahead.
I'm just curious if you could answer that when you keep going.
Yeah, okay. Let Roy finish. Go ahead,
yeah.
Roy.
And what happened now is you have videos that are actually showing illegal behavior of intake officers, if that's what you want to call them at Acorn, actually telling people how to commit mortgage fraud. And this is the mortgage fraud that led to the subprime mortgage crisis that is hurting all American homeowners in America today. And so, yeah, you can argue semantics, whether it was a voter registration fraud or whether it was the voter fraud. But the bottom line was that there was an intent by Acorn individuals in their organization to go out and register people who are not legally able to vote, to go out and support a Democratic candidate who had continued this cycle of spending taxpayer dollars on an organization bent on bending the law.
Well, that's the charge the conservatives were making all last fall, and there's still no evidence of it.
We've been watching video evidence for a few days now.
What does that have to do with voter registration fall last year to get people to vote for Barack Obama? And it's also this canard that, you know, it's all those poor people that caused subprime mortgage crisis. I mean, that was the talking point all last fall. If only those minorities, if only those poor people hadn't gotten mortgages, we'd all be, you know, everything would be fine in the economy. That was a joke.
It's a little different about poor people not getting mortgages and people who should not be able to get a mortgage getting mortgages.
Oh, I know.
When you have a pimp and a hooker with underage illegal immigrants in their home, they probably shouldn't be qualifying for a mortgage and being told on video that Fox News is daring that they should get one.
Let me talk about a couple of things that have come up here. And, folks, I want you to join us here at 410-319-8888. Write to us at steinershow@gmail.com with your thoughts on what is going on with the crisis being built around Acorn. Or log on to the Mark Steiner Facebook page and throw your comments there. And we'll read some of these that are coming off the air right now and off the Facebook as well. 410-319-8888. Just heard Roy Cooper, Director of Strategic Communications for the Heritage Foundation. Eric Bollert is Senior Fellow with Media Matters. Joe Cox is a community organizer with Baltimore Acorn. 410-319-8888. Bring your thoughts here to the airwaves. We'll get your thoughts on the air in just a few minutes. So two issues here that just came up. Let me before we go into the question that Eric and Rory were arguing about over whether or not there's a there with Acorn in the last few years and whether the battle in the media is really an ideological war, and if it is, that may be okay, and we need to talk about what that means. But let's talk first about this particular incident that has blown up and caused the Senate to vote. Like all but seven votes and nine that didn't vote, or is it the other way around? Nine didn't vote and seven weren't there. To take housing funds away from Acorn. the question of somebody posing as a pimp and somebody posing as a prostitute coming in for counseling with Acorn. Let's look at that one in depth for just a minute and then go back to what Eric and Roy were talking about first. Joe, let me let you, you want to lay out what you think happened? Well, Roy, why don't you lay out what you think happened and then we'll hear what Joe has to say in response.
Well, I mean, the bottom line is that everyone in America who's seen these videos knows what happened.
I've watched them all. Two
new media types from biggovernment.com going and doing the job that mainstream media failed to do, which is uncover fraudulent behavior in Acorn offices. And then yesterday, as you mentioned, there was an 83-7 vote in the Senate to take the funds away from Acorn. 83 senators. Now, that's not 83 Republicans. That also included the majority leader, Harry Reid. So this is not a partisan attack. This is uncovering something that American taxpayers should be concerned about, and the Senate acting appropriately to withdraw that money before they know where else it's being spent on. And as also the Census Bureau this weekend relieving themselves of any connections to the Acorn organization, a Census Bureau controlled by President Obama's organization. So clearly not a partisan response, but a bipartisan response to what everyone has seen on these videos.
Joe?
My take on it is that what we see here is the illegal videotaping of conversations with Acorn staff that are clearly doctored. There's definitely answers being answered that are not to the questions that are pretending to be asked, taking things out of context and substituting questions later. But also, what we see here is an attempt by guy from the Heritage Foundation is absolutely correct. The politicians are trying to distance themselves from anything. Our quote-unquote relationship with the census, which is where we had agreed verbally and not in a contract to voluntarily tell people they should fill out census forms, not having any census forms to give them. It's absolutely absurd how quickly everybody is trying to distance themselves from the situation. And what you have on the part of the Acorn employees is you have people that are clearly messing with these two that they know are fraudulent. You have the lady from San Bernardino claiming that she kills her husband and Fox News, going crazy with that, saying that she is herself an escort and them going crazy with that, where she's messing with these two, not knowing that she's being illegally videotaped.
Do you mind if I ask a question? If these videos were doctored and this is not exactly what happened, then why did you fire the employees?
Because these conversations should have never occurred. Just as they did not occur in many of the offices that were visited, just like in Philadelphia, where a police report were actually filed against these two for coming into the office. None of these conversations should have even happened.
So they did happen, though. So the video was accurate.
There was a conversation that took place.
A fireable conversation.
That a conversation took place should not have happened and didn't keep with our standards of
professionalism. So the video was accurate.
The video, they're on video. The questions that they're responding to are not the questions purported to be shown on the video.
Well, then I feel sorry that they got fired for being, obviously hoodwinked by a video that has not been proven to be put on anything.
Well, I mean, that's exactly right. It is deeply, deeply regrettable that we had to let go of employees because there was a right-wing blog that came out and decided to try to fool people into having conversations that look bad.
And then why today did your Acorn CEO, Bertha Lewis, say that as a result of the indefensible action of the handful of your employees, that she was immediately ordering a halt to new intakes? Was this also as a result of doctored videos?
No, this is what I'm saying. These conversations should have never occurred. And as I brought up at the beginning of this program, that is why we've shut down all our intake services to make sure that we are going to do a retraining for all offices, regardless of whether they kicked these folks out from the jump or not, because we need to review our procedures. These conversations shouldn't have happened.
Well, let me ask this question. Eric Boholt, you still with us?
Yeah.
Good. Eric and Rory here, let's talk about this for a minute. I mean, I think that one of the things that we keep putting under the rug here, we're not talking about, is that there is an ideological battle going on in America for the future of America, for the soul of America, for where we're headed as a country. And that I think in some ways we have to put that on the table. And what I would ask Rory Cooper, let me ask Eric to comment first and go to Rory Cooper. I mean, it seems to me that that certain media outlets in this country that have a very serious ideological bent, in whether it's Rush Limbaugh on the radio or Matt Drudge on the net or Glenn Beck and Fox 45, just like some folks on MSNBC, Rachel Maddow and others on MSNBC and Jon Stewart have a ideological bent to their shows. There's no question about that either. But that the battle going on here is being some ways driven in the media by the more conservative media making accusations like this because there's a battle for America. And that is what's going on here. And so what it seems like is, so let me just leave it there for a minute and without making any judgments. Eric, let me let you start and then go to Rory.
Well, I think what we've seen since Inauguration Day is certainly a concerted effort by Fox News specifically. Fox News is now essentially the opposition party of the Obama White House. Obviously in America, we've never really, certainly in modern times, we've ever seen a quote-unquote news organization basically transform itself into a 24/7 political entity. And Fox News saw the same vacuum within the Republican Party that Rush Limbaugh and others did, and then they sort of rushed in after the campaign last year, after sort of the McCain campaign and sort of the adults left the stage. I think folks at Fox News saw an opening and have clearly transformed themselves into a purely political entity, and they are now the opposition party. They drive the opposition of the Obama White House 24/7. It's essentially severed all ties, whatever remaining ties it had with journalists. And it's interesting in that when they do get, you know, a scoop like these Acorn tapes, rather than, you know, people just seeing them for what they are, people taking them seriously, there's all sorts of questions arise, and specifically, they can't help themselves, and they just go overboard, getting duped by the woman in San Bernardino who claimed she killed the Acorn woman who claimed she killed her husband. As far as I know, Sean Hannity and Glenn Beck have not issued a correction about that, and nor will they ever, because that's not really what Fox News does. Whereas Glenn Beck is still claiming 2 million people showed up in Washington last week. That's what's most interesting. I mean, there's always been an opposition. There's always been angry opposition. What's unique now is that quote unquote a media outlet, a news outlet, has decided they're gonna lead it. And we've never seen anything like that in American politics.
So, Roy Cooper, before you open the phones here, 410-319-8888, we want to get folks on the phone here to talk about their thoughts about what they've seen in the press about Acorn and what they think is going on with the media in America. Rory, what I posited earlier, it's clear that there's an ideological battle going here, and
sure.
and that's what's fueling this. This is not objective news reporting.
Well, no, I disagree with that premise. I mean, you can objectively report on more than one issue at a time. Of course Americans should be paying attention to health care reform right now. We're talking about 1/6 of our total economy that could be put in the hands of the government. Of course people are talking about cap and trade because it's a massive middle-class tax that will hurt the people that Acorn assumes to protect. Of course we're talking about welfare. Today the Heritage Foundation released an amazing welfare study that showed that over the next 10 years, President Obama will spend $10.3 trillion on welfare programs. Now, each person of that total welfare spending would get $16,800.
Okay, but
now, how much of that's actually getting to the welfare recipient, and how much of it is getting tied up in organizations like Acorn?
Well, that's a show for another day, because I can't comment on a report I haven't read or that nobody's
sure.
studied yet.
Please read it.
But no, I'd love to read it. Yeah. I'd love to do a show around it. But we will, because that's our bread and butter. But what I'm saying here is that what we're seeing is, it seems to me that part of this is kind of trying to do when Obama was running for president to undermine Obama's candidacy, to tag it to Acorn, and then keep trying to build things up at Acorn. But most of the things seem to be pretty shallow.
Well, but I mean, I guess I don't understand. Are we not allowed to discuss President Obama's self-professed role as a community organizer when he served as a lawyer for Acorn? That's something that's part of his historical background that he also touts. So, of course, it is part of the dialogue when you're talking about the president. I think it's fair for all news organizations, whether liberal or conservative or independent, to be looking at all of these stories and deciding what is right for the American taxpayer. $53 million is a lot of money
right.
to most people, and we should be investigating how it's spent.
What, I do want to open the phones here, unless Joe or Eric want to jump in with something.
Yeah, I mean, I just think what is very clear in this whole discussion, and the real sad thing about the turn that the media has taken, I think, into ideological camps at all, is that the truth gets lost. You know, in terms of voter registration fraud, I mean, you have Karl Rove actually firing state's attorneys that refuse to prosecute Acorn because there's nothing there to prosecute, like the New Mexico state's attorney, David Iglesias. You know, those emails have come out very clear why he was fired, and it was because he wouldn't prosecute us. And just on and on down through this, that's why the Senate voted the way it did.
410-319-8888 is the number here. Let's go to Denny in Highlandtown. You're on the air.
Hello, how are you?
Good, Danny. You're on the air.
Yeah, interesting. I actually, when I was practicing attorney, I actually represented somebody, and I had to sue Acorn. So my views on them are quite biased. And it goes way further back than that. When I was living in Houston in 1982, I always found Acorn's tactics to be exceedingly, not violent, but very, very one-sided. For example, in 1982, that's the year it was sort of a referendum on Reagan, they raided all of Bill Clements' office in the Houston area. And I just thought, I mean, I voted 100% Democrat that year. I almost always have. But you don't go raiding another person's campaign office. And it seems like their tactics have often been, to me, way too bombastic to be consistent with democracy. And they slander my client. I mean, it's a public record that I sued them for slander. I can't discuss all the details because it was... Well, I would not feel comfortable discussing the details, but it just seems like I've loved seeing Acorn get the bad press because I guess I was hating Acorn when hating Acorn wasn't cool, and I've voted Democrat all my life, so
okay. It's
not like I'm biased. Against Acorn.
Joe, why don't you have a quick comeback before we take a break?
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing biased about doing 150,000 tax returns for free and getting $190 million in refund money, not that comes to Acorn, but goes directly by U.S. mail to the lowest income neighborhoods. And also, it's very convenient to bring up a case where Acorn slandered somebody that you can't discuss and we can't respond to.
We're going to take a very short break and come back. Roy Cooper's from the Heritage Foundation, Joe Cox from Acorn, Eric Bollard is from Media Matters. In a little bit, we'll also be joined by Chris Martin, who wrote this report about Acorn, and we'll hear what he has to say as well. And get to these other callers calling in, James and Charlie and Sonia and the others who are calling in. We'll get to your thoughts. Reminding you, the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you by MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, offering a full range of financial services. MeQ was formed in 1936 to help people during the Great Depression. And over 70 years later, they're still here to help people during difficult times. More information is available at MECU.com. We'll be right back. I'm Mark Steiner, and welcome back. The Mark Steiner Show is made possible by the University of Maryland Women's Health for every stage of a woman's life, offering a compassionate care and comprehensive obstetric and gynecological services from routine exams to specialized pelvic surgery. More information is available at 1-800-492-5538 or at www.umm.edu/Women's Center. We are joined in studio by Joe Cox, community organizer for Baltimore Acorn, on the phone by Rory Cooper, director of strategic communications for the Heritage Foundation. Eric Bollard was one of our guests from Media Matters. He just left. We are now joined by Christopher Martin, who's professor of journalism at the University of Northern Iowa, co-author of a new report called Manipulating the Public Agenda, Why Acorn Was in the News and What the News Got Wrong. And that report, by the way, came out before this latest issues were raised. And so, gentlemen, good to have you with us. And Crystal Martin, welcome. Good to have you on the show with us for the first time.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Number here is 410-319-8888. Write to us here at steinershow@gmail.com or you can log on to the Facebook page of Mark Steiner. If you're a friend, just make comments. If not, become a friend and make all the comments you want. And we'll read your comments in the air. There are a bunch in there we're going to get to in just a moment. So what we were talking about before we went to break was we had a caller. But let me, in fairness to our callers who we've kind of semi-neglected here for a bit, let me get them back on the air with us and get someone in who's been calling in. Let's go to 410-319-8888. Charlie in Baltimore, you're on the air.
Hello,
you're on the air.
Mark, thanks for having this issue on.
Okay.
I just want to point out that since Reagan came in, we've been in this era where we've built up inequality in society to the point where it was actually...
All right. We'll see what happens. You there? Hello? All right, I'm sorry. So we'll go back to the phones here in just a second. 410-319-8888. Let's try James then. Is James on the air?
Hello?
Hi, James, you on the air?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Ever since the election of Obama, it just says they constantly mentioned this. I guess this is a company or institution or something. It's been in the media about him, especially representing them as a being a representative as a lawyer. And what I couldn't understand is, you know, this thing they had about voter fraud against them and all this whole stuff. They saying that and them the collapse as far as the mortgage, as far as this
right.
The realtors that they were dealing with, you know, with the mortgage companies and stuff. And this wasn't true of so all of this stuff was false. When the lawsuit filed against character assassination or something, you know, false, you know, just causing a lot of confusion and chaos. I don't see why they, you know, as far as Acorn never, you know, had the intent to, you know, really strike back against all these false accusations that people was, you know, bringing on against them. Maybe that could have, you know, eased a lot of tension. I mean, they were just bashing them.
All right,
you know, the company was supposed to go out of business. That's what I thought.
Well, James, thanks. I appreciate you being part of the show today. Let me turn. We haven't heard from Christopher Martin yet. He just joined us. And Christopher Martin, lay out in a very short manner what your argument is here when it comes to what happened with Acorn, and then I'd like to hear Rory Cooper respond.
Well, it ties in very much with what your last caller just said. I mean, he couldn't understand like why Acorn's responses aren't in the main media stories. And what we found out, actually, we looked at Acorn coverage in 15 different major news media, everything from 2007 and 2008. So we looked at, you know, New York Times, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, all the major networks and cable networks, and found that, you know, it's very clear that there was a way that this story and the way it was framed boiled up in the media. And it started really with conservative bloggers and kind of conservative opinion setters. And then it went to the conservative media like Fox News, Wall Street Journal columnist, and then it would go to the mainstream media, the rest of the media, and they would take it kind of the same way it was framed, coming up from conservative opinion setters. So it, when they take what, is essentially coming from conservatives in the Republican Party and don't do any fact-checking on it, I mean, that's the media frame you get, and that's why Acorn's point of view, you know, oftentimes, which would have been, you know, helpful and corrective, wasn't there. And it's why a lot of things, you know, it's funny because the conservatives oftentimes charge there's that liberal bias. I mean, it's clear after looking at 647 studies that my co-author and I found that there's very much a conservative bias, at least the way Acorn was framed.
Framed, you're saying?
Yeah, the way the story came out. I mean, there was very little fact-checking. You know, if you remember back in the campaign, 76 of the stories we looked at in the peak of the news in October 2008 alleged that there was voter fraud going on. Well, I mean, here's a case where some fact-checking would have helped out. I mean, what happened in that story was not voter fraud. It was actually some fraud in voter registration. It's a lot different, you know, fraud in registrations versus a fraudulent ballot being cast in the actual election. And those were used interchangeably, and it's actually two very different things. that were happening. I mean, that's one example, but I think we see that same sort of thing happening right now. I mean, with the current story about, you know, the hidden camera operation against Acorn, I mean, we should be careful about the conclusions we draw, because, you know, say, for example, something like this had happened, a video gets posted on YouTube of a fast food restaurant, and employees are acting up and doing bad things to the food. I mean, your conclusion, and this actually happened earlier this year, wouldn't be that the entire, you know, chain had that problem. It was a reasonable thing for the fast food chain to say, you know, we fired the bad people and we're going to do better in the future. And people accepted that. Now, it's a very different conclusion with Acorn. In this case, you know, Acorn fired the people and resolved to do better. But this has become so politicized that, you know, conservatives and Republicans are calling for taking down the entire organization, not having any dealings at all with Acorn. And to me, that doesn't seem to be, you know, a reasonable response to it. It's a very political response.
And Roy Cooper, what would be your response to that? I mean, go ahead.
Well, I mean, the idea of a conservative mainstream media is slightly silly. The thing is that you've once again identified an argument over semantics. He says, well, Acorn committed this type of fraud, but they called it this type of fraud. Well, Acorn was committing fraud, and that would not have been reported if it weren't for conservative bloggers and conservative news organizations and conservative papers. The bottom line is that the mainstream media would have ignored it the exact same way the New York Times and the Washington Post ignored this story and Van Jones, the same way that they've ignored other stories, unless they pop up from the conservative side. So I guess the idea that it was framed by conservatives, well, you know, right now we're watching four videos on Fox News that are hard to frame any other way because you are watching them. So it's not really causing confusion to show an actual home video. Although even if Acorn does claim that somehow it was doctored, yet the conversation was full. So the idea that the liberal media is somehow being played by a conservative media seems to be a little bit far-fetched in this instance.
Go ahead, John.
I mean, I couldn't disagree more. Going back to the voter registration fraud, again, it was not Acorn committing voter registration fraud. It was people turning in fraudulent voter registration cards to us
who we fired,
who we then were required to flag and turn in to to boards of election. And then it was the conservative media calling up boards of election saying, hey, do you have any cards that Acorn's flagged for you? And they say, yeah, we got a few. And they say, oh, well, look, it's not just that Acorn is committing voter registration fraud, which is false. It's that Acorn is stuffing the ballot boxes, and that's the only way that Barack Obama is getting elected. Just like with these videos show Acorn staff, I will admit, behaving unprofessionally, and that's why they were terminated. What they don't show is Acorn giving services to pimps and prostitutes, because that is not who these people were. These were undercover people trying to come in and get a service, which they did not receive, and then trying to frame an entire organization, leaving out – we still haven't seen the full tapes. They won't release the full tapes, and they won't disclose how many locations they went to and how many they were kicked out of. So
Mark, can I just jump in real quick?
Is this Rory, or is this Chris?
This is Rory.
Rory, go ahead.
The voter registration fraud that he's talking about, where Acorn supposedly flagged their own fraudulent behavior, the practice of Acorn in elections with voter registration forms is to go in on the day when voter registration is due and dump about a year's worth of registration forms onto the registrar to confuse them into accepting as many as possible.
So when did this story first come out? It first came out at the deadline? Is that when the first story first came out?
No. are you saying that the fraud didn't happen, or are you saying that it was reported
I'm saying
properly?
That we turn them in on a regular basis and flag them on a regular basis, and the story came out well before any deadlines.
One was ever convicted that was an Acorn employee of voter registration fraud.
There were people that we fired that we have turned in, like in
Florida. Were they fired before they were accused or after they were accused?
The vast majority were fired before they were ever accused of anything, because we'd flagged their registrations as fraudulent and fired them.
Okay.
Chris Martin, you want to jump back in?
Yeah, if I could jump back in. I mean, what I would respond to Rory, I think, you know, I mean, it's not slightly silly. What turned out in our study, that the most conservative news organization, even more so than Fox News, was CNN. And they actually sounded more conservative than Fox, which is you know, says a lot about the mainstream media taking the framing from the conservative media. And I would also like to add, the semantics do make a big difference. And the semantics and how we make a conclusion about the hidden camera operation makes a difference. Because, you know, again, we're trying the conclusion that everyone's making, is, especially the Republicans and conservatives, is that the whole, you know, ACORN organization is bad, that there's some kind of wide conspiracy. And the very case, actually, you know, their own work demonstrates that it's not a white conspiracy. There was some, you know, there was a producer posing as a pimp and a phony prostitute, and, you know, they got some offices to take the bait, but a lot of them they didn't. I mean, so, you know, it's clear that there's not a white conspiracy. So the semantics and the kind of conclusions we draw from this, you know, should be more clear.
So what I don't understand is should the media not have reported on it at all because it only happened so far in four offices and at several offices it didn't happen in? So we shouldn't talk about those four? I mean, I guess I'm not drawing the right conclusion.
The media has reported it. I mean, there's articles in the New York Times and CNN. I mean,
you're
complaining that there's a liberal media, but, you know, that the mainstream media has covered this, you know, in and out. You know, over the past 2 years, CNN had more stories than even Fox. That complaint that it's a liberal media just doesn't hold water when you actually look at the data.
If we had waited for the New York Times to report this story, we would have never heard about it, ever.
Let me try to return to the phones at 410-319-8888. Charlie is back. Sorry, we lost you. Go ahead.
Hi. Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having this show. I think there's a lot to the idea that people are trying to tie ACORN to Obama and rear racism. But I also want to point out that since Reagan, we've been in a time of increasing inequality, economic inequality in the country, till it got even greater than just before the Great Depression. And I think that picking on ACORN, which is an organization that tries to ameliorate the effects of economic inequality, is a strategy because the Republicans don't want these people to vote. They don't want them to be able to vote. And this ties back into what Joe was saying about Karl Rove targeting U.S. attorneys who wouldn't prosecute ACORN. So I think that it's really a nefarious operation for these wealthy organizations to target a very low budget operation like ACORN and pick on them and keep hammering away and trying to find things and then come out with ACORN is a den of thuggery and thievery and prostitution, which the videos don't prove that at all. So I'd just like the panel to comment.
So I guess in a nutshell, I mean, and this is part of the argument being made, and it's been made against the left at other times, but now being made against the right in America, that this was a concerted attack to undercut an organization that nobody really heard about before it hit the news, that was highly effective both in mortgage issues and highly effective in voter registration, clearly with people who would vote Democrat if they were if they voted in an election, and it's part of a political war. Now, Roy, I'll let you start off with that.
Well, I mean, once again, instead of talking about the actual facts of the case, we might as well talk about Hillary Clinton's vast right-wing conspiracy. The bottom line is that all conservatives want every American who is legally registered to vote to go out there and do their civic duty. We also want to make sure that they don't discount those legally registered voters by having illegal voters counting up the ballot box. And so that's one of the issues. The other issue is on ACORN having a low-budget operation. I think that most people would kill to have ACORN's low budget operation, which is funded by the taxpayers of America. They have a duty by accepting that money from Uncle Sam to be doing their best to have an above the board transparent operation, which they have failed to do time and time again. This is not about disenfranchising anybody. In fact, what it is really about is making sure that people who live below the poverty line get as much of that federal assistance that is coming to them and not being hung up in organizations like ACORN.
Chris Martin, let me just go to you before we go to Joe.
Yeah, I mean, I think, again, I mean, the semantics are important. You know, ACORN has been blamed for voter fraud. They've been involved accepting, you know, public funds and stimulus money that, you know, John Boehner, the House Minority Leader, came out with a big thing like that earlier this year, and that was not true. There's charges that Acorn's a front for registering Democrats. That's not true. They register people, you know, who live in urban areas, maybe who might vote Democrat, but and that certainly gets under the skin of Republicans. They've been blamed for the mortgage scandal. I mean, they've become kind of this catch-all organization. And you know, I'll agree with Rory that Acorn employees screwed up. You know, there have been instances of that, but that's not a problem that's endemic in Acorn. It's certainly not unique to Acorn. And Acorn, you know, fires people when they do wrong. So they're not a perfect organization, but
the
proportionality of the story is just way out of whack. It's just being blown out way out of whack.
Sorry to interrupt, but they fire people once they've been exposed for doing wrong. And the initial reaction by Acorn was the same attack you heard earlier, that these videos were doctored in some way. Well, so initially, they don't want to fire anybody. They fire people once 83 senators vote to eliminate their funding.
In Maryland, we fired the employees that were on the videotape the night that we received the email from Fox News, would we like to comment on this video that we never heard of? So it's not true. The first reaction we had was actually, again, you know, internally to figure out what we needed to do. But I mean, I would go beyond semantics mattering. I think the truth matters. We're not a taxpayer funded organization. We compete on competitive federal grants. Sometimes we get them. Sometimes we don't. In Maryland, it's such a tiny, tiny slice of our budget. And it is a very, very restricted budget organization. And in terms of how politicized this attack is, these were all filmed in July. They started coming out the night after Obama's big address on healthcare. It was clearly an attempt at misdirection to say, don't look over there at the healthcare debate. Look over here at this horrible, horrible organization that's funded 100% with your tax dollars and does everything from stuffing the ballot box for Obama to going out and killing people's husbands.
We have a lot of people calling in. Let me go back to the phones, get some callers in at 410-319-8888. Raina, you're on the air.
Hi,
Raina.
I was calling because I have seen the amazing work that Acorn does, and I just wanted to be able to talk a little bit about that. One of my neighbors down the street was a victim of predatory lending, and they helped and they fought for her to keep her house. As a consequence, you know, that's one less abandoned building in our neighborhood, and it helped to prevent a property decline. I was there when they took buses of people from underprivileged neighborhoods to the presidential debates. I was there when they were at the hearings to fight against this foreclosure crisis, and also at a healthcare rally in D.C. for universal healthcare. So I'm aware of the good work that they do. I don't know any organization that doesn't have fraud and corruption and some employees that may engage in some reprehensible behavior. And we know, you know, if the media seeks to target someone and to quote-unquote prove that something group, it has been and it can be effectively represented in that way. But if Acorn is one-sided, I say that it's they're one-sided in the sense that they represent the disenfranchised. And, you know, consistent with history, when people have the audacity to do that, they are often attacked, unfortunately. And so I just wanted to call to say to Joe and the other workers at Acorn, please, please be encouraged. Because you know, I know, and the thousands and thousands of other people that you've helped know that what you do is worthy work.
Let's try to get another caller in here. My screen has gone down, so I can't see what is on here. But 410-319-8888 is the number here. Our caller, is it John? You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, John. You're on the air.
Hey. Yeah, I just wanted to say real quick in reference to I heard one of your guests say that MSNBC was a very liberal news on. And I just wanted to say, if you only need to be black for about an hour and watch any one of them, Fox, MSNBC, CNN, or any of them, you'd realize none of it is liberal. There's just less degrees of racism. And as far as this story about Acorn, from what I understand, I heard somebody say that it was taken, the tape was taken illegally. And it's the same kind of
you know, like Borat, Bruno, sensational youth culture nonsense. It's not real. There's no meat to it. And the media trumps it up and holds it up, and everybody gets excited about it.
Earlier in the show, I said, I was describing people in the air, and I said there are some people on MSNBC who are on the left, like Rachel Maddow and other people on the Comedy Channel who clearly have a more liberal or left point of view. And on Fox, you hear nothing but conservative and right-wing points of view. That's what I think I said in the very beginning of the hour. But we have only a couple of minutes left here, and I'd like to give Chris Martin and Roy Cooper a chance to kind of round this out. Roy, very quickly, a thought, and then to Chris Martin.
Well, I think that what you have here is a situation that is important because there are over 40% of Acorn's funds do come from taxpayers, regardless of what Baltimore's office's take is. And when you have that type of money funneling from the U.S. government into an organization, it is imperative that not just the media, but also Congress, watch to see what type of fraud is being perpetrated in those offices. And clearly from the videos that we've seen from biggovernment.com have shown that there is fraud taking place. Whether or not you say that the videos are doctored or not, which is unproven, or whether or not they were taken illegally, which is questionable, the bottom line is that the tapes don't lie. And when you have this type of behavior taking place in an office that is accepting federal funds, it is imperative for America to take notice, watch it, and absolutely put it center stage, because that type of fraud is unacceptable to a country that just quadrupled its deficit in the last 8 months.
All right, Eric? I mean, Christopher Martin?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah, well, I would respond, you know, I agree with what he's saying there, but I think there's two things we need to remember, and that's the truth and proportionality. You know, in the study we did of, you know, 2 years' worth of mainstream media coverage, you know, more than 80% of the stories about Acorn's alleged involvement in voter fraud failed to mention that voter fraud is actually very rare. They failed to mention that Acorn was reporting registration irregularities. They failed to mention that Acorn was taking action to stop the incidents. And more than 95% of the stories failed to mention that the Republican Party was using allegations to dampen voting by low-income and minority Americans. And actually, the firings of the U.S. attorney scandal fit in with this. And I think, you know, that was the past 2 years. I think what we're seeing is the same thing. Again, we get a little bit of the truth, but not the whole truth and not the context. And we don't have proportionality. I mean, these are a few offices. You know, it doesn't mean we should have the conclusion that the whole organization is unfit for receiving any kind of federal contracts.
Christopher Martin is a professor of journalism, pardon me, at the University of Iowa, Northern Iowa, co-author of the report Manipulating the Public Agenda, Why Acorn Was in the News and What the News Got Wrong. Roy Cooper is director of strategic communications for the Heritage Foundation. Joe Cox is a community organizer for Baltimore Acorn. And if those of you calling in want to continue this discussion and parts of it next hour with our co-host Leah Gilmore, who's coming in, please do. I want to thank all four of our guests for joining us this hour. It's been a pleasure to have you all on the air. Thank you so much.
Mark, thanks for having me on. Make sure you read that Robert Rector welfare paper.
Send it to me, and I'll read it.
All right.
Thank you all for joining us. And it's been a pleasure. We'll have a link to your work on our website. The Mark Steiner Show is made possible by the Maryland State Mortgage Late Don't Wait program. For more information and personal counseling, the number is 1-877-462-7555. We'll be back with more conversation with Leah Gilmore in the studio. Stay with us.